I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. When you think things can't get worse in Zimbabwe, they do. A cholera outbreak has been spreading for months in the southern African country. A power-sharing deal is stalled there, and it's left Zimbabwe's leaders paralyzed. And now, President Robert Mugabe's regime is said to be renewing its assaults on dissidents. Today, President Bush called for Mr. Mugabe to step down. Mr. Bush urged other African leaders to encourage an end to what he called Mugabe's tyranny. Journalist Maxwell John works in the capital, Harare. He has asked us not to use his real name. He's joining us now from Johannesburg. When you hear that President Bush has called for your president of Zimbabwe to step down, Nicolas Sarkozy of France asked the same thing yesterday, called on Mugabe to step down. What does it mean to you? What's your reaction?
President Mugabe is not somebody who listens to words of advice. He's arrogant and is not that type of person who is easily threatened by even sanctions which were imposed on some of his leadership, including himself. To tell the truth, he's not somebody who is easily frightened or threatened.
Okay, let me ask you about why the African leaders, Zambia, Malawi, other places, but particularly South Africa, which has the most power and presumably the most pressure to bring to bear on its neighbor, Zimbabwe, why are those leaders not demanding that Mugabe leave office?
It appears as if each and every leader has got his own skeletons in his own cupboard as well. Most Southern African countries, Malawi, Zambia, and even South Africa, gained a lot from Robert Mugabe soon after Zimbabwe gained independence. So some of those leaders cannot come to Robert Mugabe now in his face and say, Mugabe, you're wrong, you have to step down. It's like they respect him as a father, and they can't actually castigate him in the public.
Maxwell, we know that your country is in such dire straits. We are hearing today from the World Health Organization that they're preparing for the worst-case scenario regarding the outbreak of cholera, possibly 60,000 cases. The policies of President Mugabe have affected individual lives, and I'm wondering how they have affected your life in particular. Can you tell us about your family in Zimbabwe, about your own life?
Yeah, as a journalist, firstly, my life has been affected in the sense that I am not free. Of course, I practice journalism in Zimbabwe, but I'm not a free man. I'm not allowed to maneuver wherever I feel there's a good story.
Well, how do you do your work then? What do you do?
We have got ways of getting stories out of the people. We've got ways of getting to places where we are not allowed to go. Sometimes we use insiders. For instance, right now we're talking of this cholera outbreak. You've got to use a nurse, a doctor, train him 2-3 hours, give him the camera, then go inside, film for you. But when they go inside and they are caught, what are they going to say? Who has sent them? And if they mention my name, it's me who's going to be in trouble again.
And in Zimbabwe, what happened to you?
When you get arrested, you just expect one thing. Either you're going to be beaten or you're going to be killed. The worst period when that I would not forget is the time when ZANU-PF was staging a 1 million march in town in Harare.
This is the ruling party?
Yes, the ruling party. So they were actually watching out for journalists. Accredited ones will also be arrested, beaten up, then released later on. Unaccredited ones will be taken for torture and so forth. And I'm one of those who was taken for torture, and I was detained for more than 4 hours. I received punchings below my ribs.
Maxwell, you're going to be heading back to Zimbabwe. As we said, you're now in Johannesburg, South Africa. I wonder, with conditions as they are, why you even continue to live permanently there? Why you go back?
You know, it's the passion that somebody grows up with, somebody's born with, of reporting, of getting news, or of telling stories that keeps us reporting, especially the Zimbabwean story. But otherwise, if it was another job, most journalists in Zimbabwe could have changed their professions. So it pains me sometimes when I see things going unreported. And that's the passion I'm talking about, that to a certain extent, it has also kept me in Zimbabwe.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck and your family as well. Zimbabwean journalist Maxwell John, not his real name. He's asked us to call him Maxwell John. He's based in Harare, but joined us now from Johannesburg, South Africa. We wish you the best.
All right. Thank you.